AircheckDownloads.com. Casey's
Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. These are the week's biggest hits from 40 to number 1, and we're counting them down. After peaking at number 10 last week, Eddie Money drops to 15 with I'll Get By. Give me one last look. Eddie Money singing his 11th Top 40 hit. I'll Get By. This week it falls 5 notches to number 15. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. The smaller the numbers, the bigger the hits.
Number 14.
Rising a notch is an English singer who first hit the Top 40 in America in 1984 with the song Come Back and Stay. Then came the number one smash, Every Time You Go Away, followed by I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down and Oh Girl. This is Paul Young's 5th Top 40 pop hit, the song that's just spent 4 weeks at number one on the Adult Contemporary chart. What becomes of the brokenhearted? From the soundtrack of the hit film Fried Green Tomatoes, that's Paul Young and What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. This week, the song edges up a notch to number 14. We all know about the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Well, now there's an educator who says there should be a fourth R taught in schools. Rap. Details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Casey's Top 40 originates in Hollywood. Climbing 7 notches to number 13 this week, here's Eric Clapton with his moving tribute to his late son, Connor. This is Tears in Heaven.
Would you know my name?
Eric Clapton singing a song he co-wrote, Tears in Heaven. This week, the song moves up from 20 to 13. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. We all know about the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Well, now there's an educator who says there should be a fourth R taught in some schools, rap. For several years now, a lot has been written in magazines and newspapers about the steadily declining reading level of American students. It's a major problem, and nobody seems to have a complete solution for it. But there are some good theories, and one of the strongest is the material students use to learn to read should relate to the cultural environment that surrounds them. In other words, if a student comes from the inner city, he or she can best learn to read with materials that reflect life in the inner city. One of the biggest advocates of that theory is also one of the most important and controversial educators in America. He's Dr. Houston Baker, a professor of African American literature at the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Baker is also the new president of the Modern Language Association, the most prestigious English language educational group in America. And he thinks rap music can be used to help teach inner city kids to read and write. Dr. Baker says the innovative, high-paced use of the English language in rap is nothing short of dazzling. He calls it modern-day poetry. And Dr. Baker says if you can get students to realize that, reading and writing will follow along. That's why Dr. Baker is pushed for using rap videos in the classroom to get students excited about learning. If his theories prove true, who knows? The time may not be far off when Rap 101 will be a required course for would-be teachers and students across America. And that's our report on Dr. Houston Baker, the influential educator who says along with reading, writing, and arithmetic, the fourth R taught in schools should be rap. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 12.
Soaring 10 notches, here's the week's biggest mover, Mariah Carey, and Make It Happen. The optimistic sound of Mariah Carey and Make It Happen. This week it jumps 10 notches to number 12. A year ago this week, Mariah had the number one song in the USA, Someday. Who'll be there this week? Well, we're just 11 hits from the answer as the countdown rolls on. I'm Casey Kasem. Moving up 3 notches to number 11, here's country star Tammy Wynette, along with the British act The KLF. This is Justified and Ancient. In their 6th week on our survey, Tammy Wynette and the KLF climb 3 notches to number 11. That's Justified and Ancient. Coming up as we roll into our 4th hour, the hit Thinkin' Back by a vocal group that hated their debut single. But it's a good thing they didn't tell their record company, because that hated single went on to sell over 2 million copies.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Rising two notches to number 10 to score their first top 10, here's the five-man band RTZ with Until Your Love Comes Back Around. From the double platinum CD, CMB, that's Color Me Bad and Thinking Back. This week, the song climbs from 13 to 9 as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
I'm Casey Kasem. As we get set to hear the eight biggest pop songs in the land, let's take a moment to check out the tops of the other charts. At number one on the black chart, Diamonds and Pearls by Prince and the New Power Generation. At number one on the country chart, Born Country by Alabama. And at number one on the adult contemporary chart, Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams. Now falling four notches to number eight on Casey's Top 40, here's a former number one on the pop chart, Shanice and I Love Your Smile. The upbeat, happy sound of 18-year-old Shanice Wilson. She drops from 4 to 8 with I Love Your Smile. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. We're getting closer and closer to number 1.
Number 7.
Moving up two notches this week is a song that follows in the footsteps of smashes like Misunderstanding, That's All, Land of Confusion, and In Too Deep. It's the ninth top 10 for Genesis. Here are Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, and Tony Banks with I Can't Dance. Strutting up two notches to number 7. That's Genesis and I Can't Dance. It's from their platinum CD, We Can't Dance. Speaking of dancing, coming up on Casey's Top 40, a request and dedication from a girl in New York State. She wanted her brother to stop fighting and start dancing.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Casey's Top 40 originates in Hollywood. Rising a notch to number 6 is Vanessa Williams, a singer and actress originally from Milltown, New York, just north of the Big Apple. This is Vanessa's second top 10. Save the best for last.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June.
Yeah. Moving up from 7 to 6, Vanessa Williams with her biggest hit to date, Save the Best for Last. I'm Casey Kasem. These are the hottest hits across the USA. Rising a notch to number 5 is Atlantic Star and a very special love song. A song of thanks to a woman who's brought a man that wonderful combination of freedom and happiness. He calls her a work of art, his masterpiece.
A simple touch.
In their 7th week on our survey, Atlantic Star moves up a notch to number 5. That's Masterpiece. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. The smaller the numbers, the bigger the hits.
Number 4.
Moving up a notch in the countdown this week, here's Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Michael Bolton. This is his 7th top 10, Missing You Now. Edging up from number 5 to number 4, that's Michael Bolton with a song he co-wrote, Missing You Now.
Casey's Top 40. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just a hit away from the number 1 song in the land. But first at number 2, for the second week in a row, the first big hit for the band, Mr. Big. This is To Be With You.
Hold on, little girl.
To Be With You. Eric Martin singing lead with Mr. Big. For the second straight week, they're at number 2. And that means we're up to the number 1 song in the USA on Casey's Top 40, and it's the very first number 1 that we know of by a tribal king. In the past, we've had the occasional king in the survey, like Carole King, Jonathan King, Benny King, Evelyn Champagne King, and Nat King Cole. We've also had dukes like Duke Ellington and princes like the man named Prince, but none of them is actual royalty. They just have royal names. Well, this week we've got a real king on the chart, and he's singing the number 1 song in the USA. He wasn't born a king. He's a man who recently became a king when he went to West Africa to film segments of the video for his song, Back to Africa. On that trip, he visited countries like Gabon and the Ivory Coast. And while he was there, this American singer and dancer was treated like the megastar that he is, and with good reason. He's probably the most illustrious entertainer to ever visit places like Abidjan, Crinjabo, and Yamsukro. Much of his time was spent shooting scenes for his video, but he did find a couple of hours for a real thriller while he was in the Ivory Coast. He was invited by the Sanwi Kingdom to become their honorary king. In a ceremony in the Sanui village, the singer and dancer was seated on a gilded throne, fanned by four tribal maidens and honored with a rare robe. Then, as he sat there in regal splendor, the village elders came over and chanted ancient coronation rites and crowned him king. And this isn't just some ceremonial honor, like being given the keys to the city. Should this megastar ever choose to return to the land of the Sanui, he can actually become their king, complete with his choice of any unmarried tribal woman as his queen. And if that happened, he'd be the only reigning Sanui king to ever have the number one song in the USA. The number one song on Casey's Top 40 for the second week in a row is Remember the Time by King Michael. Michael Jackson. There it is, the number one song in the USA for the second straight week. Remember the Time by Michael Jackson. And there you have them, the 40 biggest hits on the pop chart according to Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Casey's Top 40 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. This program's a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Merrill Schindler, Alan Goldblatt, Bill Strom, and Gonzalo Venezia. Production engineering by Ron Harris, with Michael Cooper, Steve Thrapp, Mike Williams, Melanie Minear, Todd Tomlin, and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem. For a look at your favorite stars every week, join me for my TV show, America's Top 10. And until next week, when once again we'll count down the 40 biggest hits in the USA, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.
KC's Top 40 is brought to you on the Westwood One Radio Networks by your favorite Big Grab snack bag, including Doritos, Cheetos, Fritos, and Lay's. By the U.S. Army, learn how to get an edge on life. Be all you can be. By AT&T, proud sponsor of the 1992 U.S. Olympic team. By Oxy-10, strong acne medicine. Got zits? Oxycutum. And by TGI Fridays. Bring a friend and a big appetite to TGI Fridays 2 for 20 time and get two meals for just $20.
AirCheckDownloads.com.